It is hard to separate. Attachment or freedom in this world is not possible without detachment from the mind. As long as we start with God, there is no true happiness. Only when ourselves different from our own mind, we can also understand every being, every person is independent of his or her own mind. We brand people good and bad based upon what their mind is. The process of detaching ourselves from the mind is accomplished by ourselves attaching to something higher than the mind. And this is known as upasana. Upa means near. Asana is to sit. Sitting near the abode or the presence of the Lord with an intent to detach from the mind. Only with the association with thoughts, emotions, feelings we are part and parcel of this world. When we don't, we are a singular being. Just as in sleep, nobody is your partner. This state of being with your center is known as Kaivalya. Aloneness. This aloneness is not deprivation of others. It is not loneliness. It is solitude. Just like a lover and his beloved, when they are with each other, they don't want anybody else in this world. In the same way, when you are with your own self, you don't see or feel as sense of others. What is this state of solitude? What is this state of oneness? In Kaivalya Upanishad, a student approaches Brahma, the creator, and asks this question. Adi Bhagavan Brahma Vidyam Varishtam Sada Satri Sevyamana Nikodam Yaya Chira Sarva Bhavam Vipodhya Paratvaram Purusham Vyati Vidvam. Teach me, O dear teacher, Brahma Vidya, knowing which enough is done, leave aside all impurities, reach the state of solitude. To such an eager student, the teacher directly gives answer. You need to develop devotion and meditation are the means. Knowledge to inform, devotion to perform, meditation to confirm. No performance is possible without proper knowledge. A child singing a beautiful song must learn from somebody properly with proper attitude. Then perfect the performance. In the same way, knowledge should be gained from the right source, having learned one should practice. The acme of the practice is experience. Tasmai sabho vacha pita manascha shraddha bhakti dhyana yoga to him the teacher said, through faith, devotion, you reach that solitude. Shraddhavan jnanam labhate, bhaktya bhavati bhava, jnana anubhava siddhihi. Through devotion, attitude, through meditation, experience. If I don't trust the source of knowledge, I don't get the knowledge. Every learning experience begins with belief in the source of the teacher. Learn who is this? Beyond the cup, there is no taste. The bowl is thereafter, is the source of energy, digestion of the energy that gained through eating. Is expressed in the form of your health. So too, knowledge gained by intellect is only an input. Devotion makes the knowledge person. When you hear, it is impersonal. When you practice, it becomes personal. When you express in your own life what you learn, it becomes experience. Shraddha, Bhakti, Jnana. You hear many things from many people, but what you seriously consider are those which are uttered by those whom you have respect or people of importance in your life. Is the two-fifth form of transmitter. this donation, the teacher specifically says that we need to sit in solitude. Our back straight, head, neck, and the trunk in one single straight line. Vivikta Deshita Sukhasanastha Sutis Samatri Vashirashtadira Adhyashramastha Sakalendriyani Nirukhya Bhaktya Sodurum Pranam. Sit in solitude in a green spot, keeping your head, neck, and trunk of the body in a straight line. Saluting your teacher with great devotion, keeping your senses under control. In the attitude of renunciation, the reason why straight head, neck, and trunk of the body is mentioned is energy flows from bottom towards the end of the top. It is reverse energy. Water goes down, fire goes up. Both are expressions of energy. Most of our negative thoughts are like water down, going down. Positive thoughts are those which lift us up something higher. Sensuousness is a downward movement. Spirituality is an upward movement. Through our backbone, and the entire body is connected. From the base energy known as Moolada to the highest point known as Sahasrara, the energy movement is constantly taking place. you sit for meditation, naturally the energy travels upward. The moment you start sleeping, it will start going downward. That's why you bend down and sleep. When you are sitting alone, does not mean you don't want anybody else. You are so occupied with your own being, you don't mind being all by yourself. Here, by yourself, I mean no thought about the world. Thoughts about the world are of four kinds. It's about sensuousness, food, speech, understanding, feeling. Sensuousness is centered on reproductive organ and anus. Food centers in navel. Feelings, heart. Speech, throat. Understanding, between the eyebrows. These five kinds of thoughts are in their order of importance. Either they can be up there, elevating you, or pull you down. If it is about sensuousness, it's ground. The base level, centered on a productive organ. About food, it is in the region of the about feelings in the heart, emotions, about communication, throat, about higher thinking, you sit down for meditation, discard thoughts that are sensuous, that are inferior, the emotions and feelings you have in the early life, and also what you want to communicate to people or what to say. Elevate to higher thinking. Atma anatma vichara. That will keep you between the eyebrows. And further elevation would be beyond the head, known as Sahasrara, the state of Godhead. This state of Godhood is known as Brahma Sthiti, state of Brahma. Just before that is the state of one-pointed attention. In yoga, they call it as Agnya Chakra. In which mind and the intellect, they come together. Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram Prabhum Trilochanam Neelakantam Prashantam Dhyatvam Nirgacchati Brahma Yogi Samasta Sakshim Tamasaparastham. This state of mind and intellect coming together, the convergence of two, is the state of Shiva with Parvati. Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram. The third eye of Shiva, centered between the eyebrows. Trilochanam Neelakantam Prashantam. Contour the speech peacefully. Dhyatva Manihi, meditating on whom a saint Gacchati goes, Bhutayoni, the source of all beings, Samastha Sakshi, witness of all, Tamasat Parastat, beyond that. When you look at the form of Lord Shiva, closing his eyes, keeping his mind fully converged into the third eye, eye of knowledge. Recognize that is the state of meditation in which he conquered all the five urges of human life. When you sit for meditation, you can take the form of Shiva as the point of attention. Keep your mind focused on the form and slowly withdraw your attention from all the lower urges. This is Upasana. Mentally sitting with the Lord.